Dear Mama and Papa, I'm just writing this letter to let you know how I'm getting on down here in London. When I got off the night train at Euston Station, after the journey down from Glasgow, I was still tired and sleepy. It was good Aunt Alice was there to meet me. We got in a taxi and very soon got to her house in Queen's Park. After a rest and a cup of tea, I soon got over my tiredness. The place where Aunt Alice lives is in the north part of London, but it's quite easy to get to the center. It is very kind of her to put me up, but I want to look for a room of my own when I get some money. I'll have to pay rent in advance when I do that, so I'll have to save a bit before I can move out. Still, it'll be nice to be independent. Perhaps I'll live somewhere in this area so that I can keep in touch with Aunt Alice. I get on quite well with her, and she knows quite a lot of people round here. English people are quite friendly and helpful if you speak to them first, but they don't usually start talking by themselves. There are quite a few Irish and Scottish people here, as well as English, and lots of foreigners. I've never seen so many people from different countries. It's very interesting, though Aunt Alice gets worried if I have to walk home alone, especially at night. She says it's not safe for a young girl. I'm getting used to everything little by little. At first, I found London very confusing, but now I can get about quite well. There is a guidebook called A to Z, which is very useful. It has all the streets marked on small maps on different pages, so you just have to find the nearest station and go there. The only problem is finding the numbers in the street. Houses always have numbers marked on them, but shops and offices sometimes don't. The underground train, which they call the tube, is the easiest way to get around, but I prefer the buses, which you can at least see out of. Yesterday, I got up early and went down to a secretarial agency in the city. I put on a suit specially for the interview. Aunt Alice knows someone in the agency who fixed me up with a temporary job as a typist in an insurance company starting next week. I hope my typing speed will be fast enough to get through the work. I don't know how long this job will be for, but I want to get something permanent as soon as I can. After I got the interview over, I had the rest of the morning free, so I decided to get a bus to Oxford Street and go shopping. When we got to Oxford Street, I got off and went to look round the shops. But it was mostly window shopping, as I have to be careful with my money until I start work. I hope I'll be able to get by on what I earn in the insurance company. The weather seems to be getting colder, even down here in the south, so I suppose it'll be winter soon. Aunt Alice sends you her regards and says you must come down for a visit soon yourselves. I'll be able to show you round then if you do. Love from Eleanor.